Rappers, Blue Dog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It is the third half hour, and since it is the season, or tis the season, the Christmas season and the holiday season, we have kind of a fun show lined up for you. We want to talk to some folks about letters to Santa, and we're actually in the end of the show going to talk to Mr. and Mrs. Claus. So good morning to you, Teresa.
Good morning. I'm excited. This is all about the joy of Christmas.
This
and
is
children.
About, and you know what, the year of 2020, at the end of it,
We
need a little joy and happiness, that's for sure. So on the phone is Nyla Dubas. Did I get that last name right?
Yes.
Good morning to you. And you are the Letters to Santa lady. And I guess to ask, because you are certainly involved in bringing happiness and joy to children, which brings happiness and joy to parents. Can you tell me a little bit about Letters to Santa and what that's all about?
I started probably a couple decades ago, working at the post office, kids would write letters to Santa Claus, and I started replying to those letters. It just snowballed from there. I've gone from writing letters to Santas for individuals to writing them to the schools. The elementary schools actually use it as a class project, and they give me the letters, and I reply back to the kids, and they have a lot of fun with it.
Well, whatever really possessed you to say, look at all those letters to Santa from the kids. I should actually pick up the mantle and start sending them back and returning those letters. What made you even think about doing that?
There was another employee at the post office that was actually replying to the letters at the time, any that we got in our office. And I told her that I would like to, you know, like to help out. I'd like to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And she just handed it to me and said
please.
It's all yours and the cost is on you. So I just started doing it from there.
Oh, that's beautiful. So you took up the baton, carried it even further. And you respond. I mean, I'm just going to ask you to guess, how many letters have you responded to
so far this year?
I mean, so far this year. And then
this year, it's been like 123. Last year I had 400.
OK, so let's add that. Let's take that 400 and multiply that by 20. So
1600.
That'd be 8000 over those years. That's a lot of letters, isn't it?
I don't even know.
Yeah,
stuck on the fact that she responds. I haven't passed that to all those. What a joy. And the parents must be over the top excited that you take this and do this.
I think there's a lot of them out there that are happy that I can bring a little bit of joy to their kids. And that's why I do it. I enjoy making kids happy. I enjoy seeing those smiles on their face.
Well, yeah, you can guarantee.
Yeah, and this is the time of the year that they really need it too, because, I mean, even more this year, just like everything we talk about COVID-19 for 2020, kids are suffering levels of depression. And I mean, even little kids from not being able to be with their friends at school and all that. So I got to think that a letter from Santa really can help brighten their spirits.
Yeah, I've had some parents thank me for that, because with being locked down, not being able to socialize with friends, it's made it hard on kids. So they enjoy any little bit of excitement that anybody can bring to their children.
Yeah.
So let's say somebody wants to write a letter to Santa. Do they just say Santa Claus and then North Pole and just put it in the mailbox? Or how does that work?
In this area right now, we're having them send them to either Clementine's has a mailbox that is set up for children to drop them off, or if they want to mail letters, they can mail it to 73100 County Road 388, number 95. In South Haven, Michigan, 49090.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's so nice. So you can toss it in the mail and or just go head on downtown to Clementine's and maybe grab some lunch and drop your letters to Santa off there. You know, real quickly, I know Teresa has a quick question, but has COVID changed how you do this?
As far as letters at Clementine's, they just keep the mailbox out in the lobby now. They're not able to open the restaurant to the public for sitting. So that has changed. Having them mail them to this address has changed a bit.
So they can order lunch, go pick it up, drop off a letter at Clementine's, or put it in the mail to you. Can I just ask you, is there just a particular letter that stands out to you that are funny, whatever?
That is our next segment with her. We can do one as long as you have.
We'll save it.
We'll wait till that next segment.
Teresa's jumping the gun. I'm so excited about this.
It is. Well, you know what? And we're both sitting here with smiles on our face, unlike smiles we usually have, because we don't normally get to talk about Santa Claus. We're talking about not-for-profits that are running either hard times or we're trying to help them
feeding
out.
Feeding people.
You know, and actually, so this one kind of being a joyous subject is quite fun to do. Well, we have about a minute left. What has been your favorite part of doing this?
Just making the kids happy. That's what it's all about. Just putting a smile on some child's face, you know, letting their eyes light up, letting them believe.
Well, with about a minute left here, one more time for that contact info, just in case, or not the contact info, but where they can drop off a letter or send one.
Okay, they can send it to Clementine's and drop it off in the box if the children would like to do that. Otherwise, they can send it to Santa, 73100 County Road 388, number 95. South Haven, Michigan, 49090.
Well, there you go. That's a scoop on where to get your letters to Clementine's from the kids to Santa, and you can send them to the address that we just mentioned. And coming up in the show in two more segments, we're going to be back with Nyla for one more to talk about some of these letters that stick out in her mind as funny or exciting or whatever it may be. And then the third segment, we're actually going to have Mr. and Mrs. Claus on the phone. So with that being said, we'll be back with Nyla Dubas on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM's the third half hour. And Teresa,
jump the gun, Getman,
in the last segment. We're going to talk stories now, and I know you're excited about that. But I'll throw the first one to you, Nyla. I guess give me a story that really sticks out in your mind about a letter that you think is worthy of sharing with everybody.
I think the first letter that really stuck to me was an 80-something-year-old lady that wrote a letter to Santa saying that she was lonely and that she would really like to have a chihuahua to keep her company. And so I did what I could. I contacted some people and got in touch with a place that would get her that dog, and we delivered it Christmas Eve.
Okay, are you trying to make me cry?
Yeah, that's quite touching.
Serious? I was not prepared for that.
I would have said a chihuahua, but if that's what you want, we'll find you a chihuahua.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. You got her a chihuahua out of a letter.
Wasn't prepared for that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. You got anything else you want? I know there's got to be something good in there.
I've had a handicapped gentleman that told me that he broke his mother's favorite CD for Christmas and told me what it was. And I felt kind of sorry for him. And I looked and searched for the CD, found it, purchased it, and sent it to him for Christmas with his letter.
No. Well, he must have been really mad at his mom, actually, just to throw a little comic relief in there, because CDs are hard to break. I don't know how he could have done that.
I've broken my share of CDs.
Okay, so CDs aren't as hard to break as one would think. Teresa, what do you think about, these letters?
I am floored. You got to have a team of people. Are you by yourself doing all of this? And can people reach out if they want to help? Can they write a letter to Santa and say, hey, can I be a helper?
I have had people ask if they can donate or something like that to help with the cost that is on me. But as far as writing the letters, I've had my sister help me at times when I've gotten behind. But we've been able to get them out. They don't, like all 400 of them don't come in the same day. And as long as I can work on them every day, I can pretty much stay ahead of it.
So you kind of work on them as they come in.
Right.
Okay. Is there a huge cost to this, or is it, and how is that offset?
There is a cost. I go through a few hundred dollars worth of stamps. And then I have the stickers and the other surprises that I put in them, and the letters and the print, the ink and the whole thing. It probably cost me between $800 and $1,000.
Oh,
good.
But,
give out your the address for people to send the letters to. But can that same address be used if somebody actually wanted to maybe send you a donation to help you with some of those costs? Do you want that?
Yeah, they can do that.
Okay, well, throw out that address one time. So if anybody's out there listening,
say that enough.
Yeah, and wants to throw $100 or $50, whatever the amount be, to help Nyla out to send these letters to these kids, please send her a little bit of money. Can you go ahead and give us that address again?
73100 County Road 388, number 95. South Haven, Michigan, 49090.
Yeah, so what might happen here is you get so much money that you have to take on other cities, Santa, their letters, because you always say, man, I got too much money, and this pays for everything. But, what is the things that, what drives you to do this? And I know you enjoy the kids, and it makes them happy, but it really has to be something deeper than that, to spend all that time and your own money to try to make people feel better.
Well, that's a hard one to explain. I just, making them happy makes me happy. I just.
It is who you are.
Do you ever get to see that? I mean, I know you're saying the smiles on their faces. Are you imagining that? Do you ever get to meet these kids? I mean, do you ever get to see that? Or do they write you back and tell you question. Or a parent writes you?
There are some in the local areas that I will hand deliver them. I'll knock on the door and I'll tell them that they have a special delivery letter from Santa and who the children are. And the parents usually, get the children and have them come to the door, and I'll hand it to them, and they just go berserk.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize you were hand delivering letters. Well, of course you get to see all the joy.
Right. And it just depends on the quantity that I have. And, if they're local or not. If they're out of town, definitely I mail them.
What's your favorite letter this year?
I've had some this year where they've, like they want to know how many elves are out there and how many elves are right. sick. They want to know how many elves have come down with COVID.
So they're immune. Elves don't get COVID.
I've had one that wanted to wanted me to send a picture of a real reindeer, one of Santa's reindeer. So then I'm on the computer, looking on the computer, right, trying to find something that looks real to send them.
Find some clip art. This is it, kid.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it certainly is. I mean, because it's not that you just get a letter and you see it and you respond to it. You actually have some action to it other than just send a letter back and try to do something that is part of that letter.
You're responding to real fears, right, real needs, real. I mean, from what you've told me right now, people are writing you with serious, lonely, desperate for, amends for broken items. And then, kids who are scared, the fear of this thing, COVID, they're scared. They don't know if it's going to take them or their parents out, and they're writing you. And although we're making light of it, and a joy in all this, you are alleviating so much stress and anxiety for so many people. My goodness.
No doubt. Nyla, we've only got about 30 seconds left or so. People can drop off any letters to Santa in the Breezeway at Clementine's. And the address to send letters is to, once again,
73100 County Road 388, number 95, South Haven, Michigan, 49090.
There you go. Send those letters to Nyla. And
post that address.
Right. And a donation, too, is always a nice thing, too, to help her defer some of those costs. So thank you very much, Nyla, for doing what you do. You make such a difference in so many lives.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. It's the third half hour. And in a phone call that I never thought that I would ever have in my life, being a 49-year-old man, on the phone we have Mr. and Mrs. Claus from the North Pole. Good morning to you, Mr. and Mrs. Claus.
Good morning from the North Pole. Very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes. We're glad to talk to you. This is an honor to talk to you folks, but we're going to have to talk fast, folks. I'm busy right now. This time of year, I'm busy. The elves are busy. We're trying to get everything done, and we're running out of time, it seems like.
Well, Santa, gosh, we appreciate you taking our call.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, so Santa, what is the prognosis on this year's Christmas, considering COVID? Do you have to be extra safe? Do you have to wear a mask when you go into the house? And are you following COVID rules, too?
Oh, yeah. We're doing everything we're supposed to. We've got a mask on all the time. Every house we go into, we put a new mask on. And, it's slowing us down a little bit. But other than that, we're getting around, and we're going to be all prepared for this for this year.
Well, you have a magical bag, that's for sure, if you've got 30 million of those masks in there as you to change for each one. So I think that's absolutely awesome, because I'm sure it's like your magic present bag too. But I know Teresa's here. She's got something for you. She's been wanting to talk to Santa for a long time.
Well, no, last we talked with Nyla, who helps out, but she was saying kids, right, when she passes the letters on to you, she says that the kids want to know if any elves have come down with COVID. And I don't know if she knew the answer for sure.
Can elves get COVID?
No, we're very fortunate. The elves are doing fine.
And they're wearing their masks.
Yes.
They
are trying to social distance and still do their work. So we have teams that work together and pretty much stay in their little groups, but they all still wear masks.
Okay.
Well, that is good news, and that's going to be encouraging for those listening, that they understand, and wear your mask.
Yeah, and that's probably more to keep it from giving it to Santa and Mrs. Claus, right? Because if the elves are kind of immune to it, then they're wearing those to make sure they keep everybody else that isn't elvish safe, right?
That's right, and we don't want to leave it in anybody's home either. We don't take it anyplace. So we're being the only ones here at the North Pole that aren't wearing masks right now are reindeer. Our reindeer don't seem to be subject to COVID, so we're allowing them to go in their natural state.
Nice. And then Rudolph, you'll be able to say, yeah, Rudolph's nose.
has nothing to do with COVID.
We'd have a terrible time if the reindeer had to have their masks on, see, because then how would you know Rudolph from the rest of them?
That's right.
This is true.
That'd be terrible. So we're very fortunate the reindeer are okay.
Yeah, and they don't have fingers where they can actually yank their mask down and catch a quick breath and put it back on.
Right, right.
So, Santa, tell us some stories, and Mrs. Claus, you tell us some stories that you have out there and share some stories of who you interact with.
Well, I want to start by saying when children come into the room where Santa is and they get their first glimpse of him, their eyes just open as wide as they can, and you can just see the love between Santa and the children.
Oh, that's, that's
amazing. It makes my heart just flutter. I like to see those children so happy.
Well, my eyes would light up the same if I walked in the room nowadays with Santa Claus, because with COVID, kind of everybody with the restrictions, being home more alone and all that, I would love to see Santa Claus.
Something familiar.
By the way, I heard you say you're 49 years old.
Yes.
Have you been a good fellow all year?
No.
He has not.
Well, I spent most of my time this last year, especially starting in March. I live alone, so a lot of my time is alone. So if I'm doing something bad, it's only affecting me typically.
Oh, well, that's good time.
Yeah. That's
well, I can tell you. He's not that bad.
Yeah, judge me by what I do, not what I say.
Well, Santa loves all the children, good ones and bad ones. And actually, there's no real bad ones. It's just a little mischief that they get in.
Some naughty choices.
The children are wishing for toys and clothes and even cars when you get to the bigger kids. But there are children who, in the past, when they've come to sit on Santa's lap, have so little, and they ask for things not just for themselves, but for their family.
Nice.
The saddest one of the saddest Santa told me about was this little girl that just asked that the boy that used to be in her class could come back to school. And she was missing him, and she didn't know where he was. And another one wanted a little kitty for Christmas. She just wanted something to hold and love. And so those are the special stories that touch a person's heart, and especially Santa's, because it's so big.
That's right.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be making any pre-Christmas visits to the South Haven area by any chance?
Well, we of course have to survey everywhere ahead of time. And we've been through South Haven a couple times. Wasn't that right, Mrs. Claus?
Yes, honey, it was.
Okay, I thought so. We've checked that out. We're all set. I don't think we missed any kids there in South Haven. We got them all on
You got them all. They're all on your list.
So, yeah.
Mrs.
And
Claus.
And we miss the children being with us physically this year.
So when you're not delivering gifts, I'm sorry, I just got to know, what are Mr. and Mrs. Claus doing?
What do you do up there in the North Pole?
we stay our distance, and they can't sit on Santa's lap anymore this year.
Oh, those are the kids. What do you guys do up there in the North Pole? Because there's not many, not too many adults up there. How do you guys get along during the rest of the year?
We get along most of the time. Mrs. Claus is very good at making apple pie, and I like a slice of vanilla ice cream from Sherman's on there. Ooh. And I put that ice cream on that pie, and I'm just as happy as can be.
Do you guys do any kind of requests or anything if somebody calls you, or are you guys just do your thing, and that's how it is? Or can people get a hold of you to say, hey, can you come see us before Christmas?
Well, they can get a hold of us if they send a note or a Santa, do we have an email address? I'm so out of that.
Don't you worry about it, because Rosalie is on it.
Yes.
And at the end of the show, when we post this, she will put all your contact information if you want to share that at that point. We don't want to put you on the spot.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, so if anybody out there has Rosalie's number at the moment, you can call her to find out how to get a hold of these two. But we've reached the end of our time, and it's absolutely flown by. We had a good time with Mr. and Mrs. Claus, and I certainly appreciate you guys taking 8 minutes of time with us when
we know you're busy.
You're a busy man and a busy woman right now.
Well, we thank you, too. And yes, we got to get back to work here. We got a lot to do yet, and time's running out.
And we would love to hear from the children and the big children as well.
Nice. Can I get a Merry Christmas, ho, 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 Santa Claus?
And thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. All right.
I love it.
Thank you so much. We will be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7, Cozy FM, the third half hour.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Scott Whiteford, and I am here on behalf of the entire team at Whiteford Wealth Management. We have the privilege of serving clients in nearly half of the country from our beloved hometown of South Haven, Michigan. With Whiteford Wealth, you can always rest assured that you will get simple, candid advice based upon a wealth of experience in the tax, legal, and investment industries. Our clients trust us with their life savings, and we earn that trust by only recommending financial products that we ourselves utilize. So whether your business is big or small, we can help them all. Whiteford Wealth Management.
This is Ron Seiler, owner and broker of Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors. Our team of experienced realtors are people from South Haven that you know and trust. We are experts in the South Haven area real estate market, and we specialize in South Haven area home sales. Nobody sells more homes in South Haven than Coldwell Banker. Call Coldwell Banker Weber Seiler Realtors, South Haven's only locally owned, globally known real estate company.
The shores of Lake Michigan are our home, our workplace, and our future. Due to the continuing damage caused by the high water levels, the South Haven Banking Center and St. Joseph Loan Office, divisions of Sturgis Bank, are offering its new Michigan Lakeshore Assistance Program to help both individuals and associations. Contact either the South Haven Banking Center or St. Joseph Loan Office for more details. Sturgis Bank and Trust. Let's grow home.
Member FDIC.
Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And while you're sitting at home this week longing for another episode of Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show, feel free to check out our podcast. Just search my radio show, all one word, to stream or download, and please subscribe. You can also listen to the music of the Dale Robbie Band featured on the show at DaleRobbie.com. That's DaleRobbie.com with an IE. Hit the buy button to show your support for the show and an almost starving musician. If you have an idea or want to be featured on the show, call us at 269-872-3049. Until next Saturday at 7 a.m., have a great rest of your weekend from all of us on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show.
This has been a production of the Moondog Radio Network, a division of Moondog Productions. Copyright 2020.